May the Lord help us to commence our worship today with hymn number 154. 154. Much we talk of Jesus' blood, but how little's understood. Of his suffering so intense, angels have no perfect sense. Who can rightly comprehend their beginning or their end? 'Tis to God and God alone that their weight is fully known. Hymn number 154.
Thank you. May the Lord help us this morning in reading from the Psalms, Psalm 147 through to Psalm 150. The last four Psalms in the book of Psalms. Psalm 147. Praise ye the Lord, for it is good to sing praises unto our God, for it is pleasant, and praise is comely. The Lord doth build up Jerusalem, he gathereth together the outcasts of Israel. He healeth the broken in heart, and bindeth up their wounds. He telleth the number of the stars, he calleth them all by their names. Great is our Lord, and of great power. His understanding is infinite. The Lord lifteth up the meek. He casteth the wicked down to the ground. Sing unto the Lord with thanksgiving. Sing praise upon the harp unto our God, who covereth the heaven with clouds, who prepareth rain for the earth, who maketh grass to grow upon the mountains. He giveth to the beast his food, and to the young ravens which cry. He delighteth not in the strength of the horse. He taketh not pleasure in the legs of a man. The Lord taketh pleasure in them that fear him, in those that hope in his mercy. Praise the Lord, O Jerusalem. Praise thy God, O Zion. For he hath strengthened the bars of thy gates. He hath blessed thy children within thee. He maketh peace in thy borders, and filleth thee with the finest of the wheat. He sendeth forth his commandment upon earth. His word runneth very swiftly. He giveth snow like wool. He scattereth the hoarfrost like ashes. He casteth forth his ice like morsels. Who can stand before his cold? He sendeth out his word and melteth them. He causeth his wind to blow, and the waters flow. He showeth his word unto Jacob, his statutes and his judgments unto Israel. He hath not dealt so with any nation, and as for his judgments, they have not known them. Praise ye the Lord. Psalm 148. Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord from the heavens. Praise him in the heights. Praise ye him, all ye angels, all his angels. Praise ye him, all his hosts. Praise ye him, sun and moon. Praise him, all ye stars of light. Praise him, ye heavens of heavens, and ye waters that be above the heavens. Let them praise the name of the Lord, for he commanded, and they were created. He hath also established them forever and ever. He hath made a decree which shall not pass. Praise the Lord from all the from the earth, ye dragons and all deeps. Fire and hail, snow and vapour, stormy wind fulfilling his word, mountains and all hills, fruitful trees and all cedars, beasts and all cattle, creeping things and flying fowl, kings of the earth and all people, princes and all judges of the earth, both young men and maidens, old men and children, let them praise the name of the Lord, for his name alone is excellent. His glory is above the earth and heaven. He also exalteth the horn of his people, the praise of all his saints, even of the children of Israel, a people near to him, near unto him. Praise ye the Lord. Psalm 149. Praise ye the Lord, sing unto the Lord a new song, and his praise in the congregation of saints. Let Israel rejoice in him that made him. Let the children of Zion be joyful in their king. Let them praise his name in the dance. Let them sing praises unto him with the timbrel and harp. For the Lord taketh pleasure in his people. He will beautify the meek with salvation. Let the saints be joyful in glory. Let them sing aloud upon their beds. Let the high praises of God be in their mouth, and a two-edged sword in their hand, to execute vengeance upon the heathen and punishments upon the people, to bind their kings with chains and their nobles with fetters of iron, to execute upon them the judgment written. Dishonour have all the saints. Praise ye the Lord. Psalm 150. Praise ye the Lord. Praise God in his sanctuary. Praise him in the firmament of his power. Praise him for his mighty acts. Praise him according to his excellent greatness. Praise him with the sound of the trumpet. Praise him with the psaltery and harp. Praise him with the timbrel and dance. Praise him with stringed instruments and organs. Praise him upon the loud cymbals. Praise him upon the high-sounding cymbals. Let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Well, may the Lord bless those songs of praise to our souls this morning. And may help us as we come before him in prayer. Most holy, almighty, Lord God, in heaven above, we are poor, feeble creatures, and we are crushed before a moth. Such is our weakness, and such is our weakness of faith. Yet, Lord, we are found in thy courts this morning, and we would give thanks unto thee that we are found in thy courts, rather desiring, Lord, to be here than to dwell in the tents of wickedness, rather desiring to be here than to be after the things of the world. And yet, Lord, if we're honest before thee, we still have the world in our hearts, and we need thee to put us into a worshipping frame. The Lord, those various things, those hindrances, that as we come to thy house might be removed. And Lord, oh, how we have to prove the enemy knows our weaknesses, and he knows how to play upon our mind and our thoughts and our feelings, that even on the Sabbath day we are, shall we say, far off from God. But we do pray this morning that there might be that nearness, there might be that closeness to thee, that thou, Lord, will give that desire in our hearts, that, sir, we would see Jesus, we would see yon lovely man, we would see one who alone has made a way of salvation. We would see one who alone can provide an antidote for our wretched sins. And Lord, we have so much to confess before thee this morning of our shortcomings in our faith, in our religion, in our belief, in our spirit of praise, in our spirit of thanksgiving. Lord, we are falling short, but we do believe of the bar that is set in thy word. Lord, we have to come with the words of the hymn writer, show pity, Lord. We need thy pity. Lord, we need thee to look upon us in mercy. Show pity, Lord. O Lord, forgive. Let a repenting rebel live. And Lord, it would be wonderful if there were some repenting rebels here in Swasey Chapel this morning. And Lord, some of those rebels perhaps might be long in the way, but they're still rebellious. Rebellious thou hast been and art rebellious still. Yet since in love I took thee in, my promise I'll fulfil, which is that thou wilt be with thy people until the end. But Lord, to come back as we think, show pity, Lord, O Lord, forgive, let a repenting rebel live, are not thy mercies large and free? May not a sinner trust in thee. So Lord, may we have that trust fixed in thee this morning. By thee, the work is thine. Lord, we pray then that thou wilt be with the souls that have entered in. Thou knowest their desires. Thou knowest what they are in need of. Thou knowest what they are walking through. And thou knowest, Lord, those that need cutting up root and branch. Those, Lord, that need that tender loving care this morning in the ministry. Those, Lord, that need to be found out, perhaps because they're walking in a contrary way. Those, Lord, that need the loving, tender strokes of the Lord Jesus. Thou knowest exactly where thy people are. And Lord, may it be a burden and exercise to us each to be numbered amongst thy people. Lord, that number whom no man can number. And Lord, oh, to be burdened by these things and not just to come in and out of chapel as if that's our wonted place and that's what we do. But Lord, it needs to be more than that, that our heart will be right before thee. Lord, do come and truly work in hearts and souls, we do pray. Well, we thank thee, Lord, for the Lord's day. What a mercy it is that we have a day set apart when we can worship thee. What a favour it is, Lord, that man cannot come and lock the doors and take us and put us in prison because the laws are not so in this land. But, oh, Lord, to ever remember that the laws are like that in other lands. And there are those this day that will be worshipping thee underground. And in quiet places, and maybe there's barely a Bible amongst them, because Lord, these, the word of God is not allowed, and the gathering together for worship most certainly prohibited. Lord, in such countries, we pray that thou would work, and that the devil and devilish ways and man with all his ways will not prevent it. And Lord, how solemn it is. We saw, Lord, those statistics in the census of 2021, even this week, recorded only 46%, Lord, of people claimed to have a Christian religion. And 20 years ago, that figure was 70%. And the difference is that people are agnostic and people are atheistic. Lord, how solemn. What a secular world we live in. Lord, do yet stir us up in this nation and stir up the nations of the world. Lord, we've turned our backs and not the face. Lord, we are walking contrary to thy word. Lord, we are members of this nation and we need to pray and be on our knees regarding these things, how solemn they are. Lord, we pray for better days in Zion too. Yet we give thanks for thy mercies. And even this week, Lord, amongst the churches, we hear of a young friend, God willing, to be baptised at Luton Bethel, and two middle-aged friends at the Dicker. Lord, this is a wonderful mercy. We thank thee for thy favours, and we pray that thou wilt continue to move souls. And Lord, the word comes straight in. Where are the nine? And Lord, where are the nine? The one, and he was a Samaritan, came to give thanks unto God. The other nine lepers, fully healed, yet they did not return to give thanks. Oh, Lord, move the nine, we do pray. in thy time and in thy way, without man's constraint, but God's constraining power. The love of Christ constraineth us. Lord, we pray then that that will be seen in the midst of the years in thy churches. And Lord, we pray that truly thou wilt remember us then as a nation. Remember our King. Give him strength and help, Lord, in that role that suddenly came upon him this year. And Lord, we pray for the royal household. Lord, we do pray that thou wilt remember them. And Lord, it comes into mind and we must pray for her, one who after many years of diligent service in this woke world in which we live has been pushed out by the royal household. We pray for her, Lord, because we fear that this world is such a world of political correctness and everything has to be so right. Lord, these are solemn days in these things too. And not that we wish to support those perhaps necessarily that push these things too far, but Lord, thou knowest how there is such a desire that anything, Lord, of the past, as it were, that we have to disown our history as a nation, how solemn it is, and we have to be down on people like a ton of bricks when perhaps they make a small mistake and yet others get away with all sorts of things. Lord, even the word tells us that that which is true is false and that which is false is true in the last days. And so it will be so, Lord. What solemn days there are. We do pray, Lord. We feel caught up in this in prayer this morning, that thou wilt appear for our nation and yet turn us, Lord. Oh, we tremble. We pray for our Prime Minister and our leaders. We pray for them in these difficult days. And Lord, we do plead that thou wilt help families and help those that are struggling and perhaps fear the winter ahead. And Lord, with the energy bills and the inflation and all these things, we are living in this world, Lord, and we are not unaware of these things. And we do feel there is a need for help from above. We pray thou wilt provide. Perhaps as those here, financially it is a struggle, it's a worry. Lord, help them to look unto thee, to prove that thou wilt, that when the Lord's people have need, his goodness will find out a way. Oh, Lord, what a precious, kind and loving Saviour thou art in providing for thy dear people. Lord, we do pray for exercised souls, those that have come up desiring a word. May they not go home disappointed. May there be something for them, Lord. We do pray that thou wilt, Lord, direct the word to their needs. Lord, oh, direct us as we try to speak, Lord, and that we shall feel this, that we are but merely, as it were, be one standing up in thy name to be used as thou wilt see fit. Touch our lips with that live coal from off the heavenly altar, and then we shall speak well of Christ. Oh, Lord, we pray thou wilt remember the different ages here, be with the children and the little ones and the babes. Lord, we pray that thou wilt graciously remember them in their tender and young years. We pray thou wilt be with us at the Sunday school as we, God willing, meet this afternoon, and may we know thy presence. And Lord, do remember the young ones there. Lord, keep them fast by the truth. Help them to grow in the knowledge of the truth, even when young. Grant that they may be praying souls. Lord, and those in the teenage years, and those that look to the future, perhaps, no doubt they will at that age. We pray that, Lord, they will be looking to the future, but seeking thy guiding hand and direction. And Lord, do keep them by the truth. And the sound of the truth, we do pray, Lord, what a wandering there is in these days, where there are those that wander either to the easier ways or come right away from the house of God. Lord, do come. We do plead. And remember the young friends, we beg. And those in the middle part of life, the hidden burden, do favour them, do watch over them, do give them strength and help. Lord, we pray, and elderly friends, Lord, those suffering in body, those suffering in mind, we pray, Lord, for thy presence and help. We pray for strengthening grace. We pray that, Lord, thou will be with them. And, Lord, that they will prove that even down to hoar hairs, all my people shall prove my sovereign, eternal, unchangeable love. Lord, we do pray for any that might be afflicted amongst these dear friends here. We pray, Lord, thou will bless them and be with them in their afflictions. Afflictions make us see what else would escape our sight. How very base are we, and God, how pure and bright. Lord, may it be so that there is that sanctification of these trials to the never-dying soul. Lord, we pray that thou wilt be with one from nearby chapel. We do pray for Dan Bousfield. We do beg, Lord, that thou wilt appear for him. And, oh, Lord, Lord, do strengthen his faith, to grant that real blessing in his soul, and Lord, do grant those healing touches in whatever way thou dost direct. We would solemnly leave him and present him lovingly before thee and his dear one and child. Lord, we pray that thou wilt bless them and be with them and provide for them and help them and heal. Lord, do come, we do pray. We pray for others also in afflictive pathways and in those dispensations, those in hospital, those, Lord, that have the afflictions in the flesh. Lord, be with them in this journey, we do pray. And be with us each in the journey of faith. Lord, thou knowest how much we are in need of thy continued support. May we each prove, and the Lord, he it is that doth go before thee. He will be with thee. Oh, Lord, yes, I will be with thee, thy troubles to bless, and sanctify to thee thy deepest distress. Remember the deacons, Lord. We pray for thy blessing to be with them. We pray that thou would help them in their responsibilities and their cares and their burdens for this house of prayer. And Lord, do be with them in the choice of the hymns and graciously bless them indeed. And Lord, we pray for the church also. And do, Lord, be with us this evening, God willing, as we are around thy table for that solemn service. And Lord, bless the church and grant yet that growth, we do pray, according to thy will. And bring others in, even from the village of Swavesey or over, and those villages nearby, that they will come and hear the truth. They will come and enter into the courts here. Lord, do swell the numbers yet. We pray for it here and we pray for it across Zion. Lord, that there may be that, well, almost that cry against those things that we've prayed about already, Lord, and that desire to seek the Lord. We do pray that thou wilt remember thy servants that have gone forth this day. They've gone forth in weakness. Lord, we do pray that thou wilt greatly help them and give them that which they need. And Lord, may the word be blessed through them, the pastors, the ministers, and graciously uphold them. Our own pastor back at Staplehurst, Lord, do help him and be mouth matter wisdom to him. And Lord, bless the dear friends there. But Lord, each one that truly, whether in our denomination or any denomination, but where the word is faithfully preached, Lord, bless thy servants across the world this day that proclaim the name of God. Now, O Lord, we come to sing thy worthy praises. And Lord, we pray thou wilt forgive the poverty of our prayer and help us to praise God, as we have read, for all his favours and his mercies towards us. We plead it for Jesus Christ's sake. Amen.
Hymn number 391. Jesus, friend of sinners, hear a feeble creature pray. From my debt of sin set free, for I have naught to pay. Speak, O speak, my kind release. A poor backsliding soul restore. Love me freely, seal my peace, and let me rove no more. Hymn 391.
Dependence upon the Lord for help in speaking and in hearing, friends. I would lead you to Psalm 147 and the first verse. Psalm 147, verse 1. Praise ye the Lord, for it is good to sing praises unto our God. For it is pleasant, and praise is comely. Friends, my immediate thought with this text, and yours might be the same, is that this is a long way away from the hymn that we've just been singing. But I'm going to venture to start to say this at the beginning of our thoughts, that the soul that is in that hymn will know what it is one day to praise the Lord, because they've been in the depths of desire, praying for restoration, as it says above that hymn. And dear soul, if you're in such a state this morning, there will be a day when you will truly be able to acknowledge the wonders of praises to the Lord in the verse that we have taken as our text. Because it's only those that know what it is to be brought low that can truly acknowledge, as the psalmist says, I was brought low and he helped me. And so he will bring forth praise, but he will bring it forth in his time and in his way and according to his given ability. But nonetheless, we do not hear a lot of praise. Perhaps we are a little anxious of this word praise. Well, let us start by defining what the word praise means. It means one thing naturally and another spiritually. Naturally, we might praise a child for performing a duty well. We might praise somebody else for, if we're in the workplace, for doing a good job. And we might praise our children for being good, even good in chapel. It's praise. It's acknowledging that they've done well in something. Praise to God is not acknowledgement that God has done well in that sense, because we are poor creatures of the earth, as we've read clearly in these Psalms of praise. And I hope you tried to take in that reading. And friends, I would strongly recommend you read these Psalms again. And me, I need to too, friends. But praise is gratitude to God. And a poor sinner will know that gratitude and at times. And gratitude to God for what he has done. And gratitude for his gifts, both in salvation, which we would put first and foremost, friends, but secondly in the matters of providence and his wondrous gifts to us each. Praise. And you will notice and observe that such gratitude will be brought forth from the child of God. Well, I hope you do. Indeed, it must. And I would tell you this, friends, I feel for me personally, and I wonder whether you feel the same, but my religion feels to be a failure in praise. Lord, oh, I feel to have to cry, Lord, give me a more thankful heart. Give me a heart to praise my God more often. Because you see, friends, we get in that hollow of trouble. We get in that hollow and the mire of difficulty. And there we are, stuck down there. And we're just looking at the trouble. We're looking at our soul trouble. We're looking at the darkness. We're looking at all these things. And there's not a note of praise in our prayers. And there's not a note of thanksgiving to God. Let us be honest, friends. We are poor in this way. But what do we read? The Lord Jesus quotes the Psalms. And he says this, out of the mouths of babes and sucklings, I have perfected praise, perfect praise, and he will have it brought forth. He will, friends. And I'll tell you why. Because in heaven, and you know this, friends, the book of Revelation tells us so clearly that a voice came from the throne saying, "Praise our God, all ye his servants, and ye that fear him, both small and great." This is in heaven, friends. But the small and the great ones upon earth as well. Those that are small in faith this morning, yeah, they're in that hymn. You know, when you're in that hymn, you're small in faith in your own thoughts because you want that restoration. You want to feel that from the oppressive weight of sin, as we sang, "My struggling spirit free." That's what you want to feel. It's the very thoughts of your heart. I wonder how many of you sung that hymn from your very heart. But that's where you see, friends, you will desire to praise him when you're brought, when you come out of that and the Lord blesses you and visits you again, because he will restore a soul that feels like that. He will, in his time and way. But to come back to where we were in Revelation, "And I heard as it were the voice of a great multitude, the voice of many waters, as the voice of mighty thundering, saying this, Alleluia, for the Lord God omnipotent reigneth." Now, you will know, I'm sure you've, friends, that the word Alleluia, with an A as it is there in Revelation, or with an H as Hallelujah, that word means, is a literally, those are Hebrew words meaning praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. That the Lord's people will do for an eternity in heaven. And friends, I want to put this rightly, but you know, the Lord will have us to be prepared for heaven by giving him praise here below. I'm going to speak simply in this way, that if we've never had real praise this side of the grave, we cannot have it in glory. And you might say, well, hold on. We don't like to be over the top with our praise. My friends, I'm not saying you're always there, but I'm saying if you've never known a real spirit of praise and thankfulness to God in your heart, and a softening before him for the wonders that he has done, and you can bless God from your very soul, if you've never known that, friends, how can you praise him in eternity? Because his work of salvation is such that he works in a soul in this side of the grave. Friends, oh, you see, we need to be exercised to be in the Lamb's Book of Life. Yes, we must. That's vital. But that exercise will carry an exercise to be one that can praise and honour God in our walk, in our conduct, in our prayers, in our thoughts, in our life. Praise ye the Lord, these first few words. Friends, can you raise an hallelujah this morning? Or is it beyond you on this dark and winter's morning? Because that beautiful word of those in heaven, and those we've known that have gone before. Friends, I realise when we're in trouble, when we're in difficulty, the afflictions and the things that come upon us, they take us over. But this God is worthy to be praised, and he will have us to show our gratitude then, to use that dictionary rendering. And you see, we can do that. We are brought, of course, each, we have a personal individual religion. But I believe there is this, whether it's personal, you know, friends, or whether it's as a congregation, we sing praises. We use that expression I did in prayer, singing the worthy praises unto God. And we do in our hymns. They are praising God. Even one might say, such as the hymn that we've sung, it still praises God because it's looking unto him, isn't it? For love me freely, seal my peace, and let me rove no more. So a poor roving heart will come to praise him. Yes. So praise. How do we get there? Oh, you might say, I'm so far off from this text this morning. This is not a word for me. I don't really find this at all helpful for me in my case. Friends, you might not. Maybe you're in that situation that you can't get there. Friends, you can still pray that the Lord would give you a spirit of praise, can't you? You know, I believe a godly soul knows what it is to walk in some of those earlier psalms. And I thought about this. It's what I call anticipation of praise. Because as a crying soul unto the Lord, this is where we are. And it may be it's a very place a poor soul is in this morning. Why art thou cast down, O my soul? Oh, being cast down, how can we raise our eyes and give thanks and praise unto God? I do believe, friends, that even when we're in the lowest pit of trouble and really in difficulty, he will still bring praise forth from his people. And I believe that's real praise. And I believe a soul that can do that in real trouble, soul trouble, but still thank God for all his blessings and favours, I do believe that is an evidence of real religion. But we do come to those places, like the psalmist, why art thou cast down, O my soul? Why art thou disquieted within me? But hope thou in God. And this is the anticipation of it, you see, friends. The hope that God will yet come and deliver you, to give you some hope that your sins, which are so many, have been forgiven you. Give you some hope, perhaps, in a matter of providence, that he will deliver you. Hope thou in God. Why? For I will yet praise him. In other words, there is that time of praise to come, the sweet anticipation of praise. Poor soul, if that's where you are this morning, you're not left behind by this text. Oh, if you're there, I'm cast down. My soul is cast down within me. Deep calleth unto deep at the noise of thy water spouts. So you're not left behind, poor soul. You can still pray that the Lord would yet deliver you and give you that full season of praise. And I believe that like there were different degrees of faith, both amongst people separately as the Lord leads them in their pathway, and individually there's different degrees of faith in an individual, because at times we believe, at times we can't believe. And I believe it's the same with praise. There are times that we can praise the Lord. There are times, friends, and men ought always to praise the Lord in their prayers, but you see, we're not there, and we fall far short. You see, Paul writes to the Thessalonians, and I know he doesn't use the word praise, he uses the word thanks, thankfulness. And in a way, thanksgiving is very similar to praise. Thanksgiving, of course, is giving thanks. And in a sense, one might say, well, it's perhaps a slightly lower form of praise. But I believe, really, that the two are intertwined. And he says this, rejoice evermore. Oh, you say again, that poor sinner in that black, dark hole this morning, you say, what, rejoice evermore? I can't get anywhere near to Paul's language. Well, then try the next verse, pray without ceasing. And the next one is very clear. In everything give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. You see, friends, we can't in and of ourselves get there. And again, he writes to the church in Colossae, and he says to them, continue in prayer and watch in the same with thanksgiving. Oh, I don't know about you, but so often my daily prayers, and we have them, don't we, morning and evening, I feel, I've left out the praise bit. Full of a long list of people to pray for and things to pray for, and we've left out the praise. Friends, we need to be helped to praise God, from whom all blessings flow. How the mind concentrates on the things that are against us. How the mind concentrates on being in that hole then that we keep referring to. But, yes, I shall yet praise him. You know, my dear dad was so blessed in that one of those psalms that we read. He's so cast down in a matter in providence. I remember him saying from the pulpit about it, that the Lord blessed him with that word and he felt he would have deliverance, but he couldn't get to that time of praise. But he believed, hope thou in God, I shall yet praise him. And the words were ringing through his mind. He said he felt there, put there with God, and you know, he had to wait a couple of weeks, but the Lord appeared, and appeared in a most remarkable way, and he said this, I praised him then. And you know, friends, the thing about praise is, yes, we've read, of course, it's wonderful to praise God in our singings and in our and the timbrel and the dance and all these things, but I tell you what, you're praising with your tears. You're praising him when he breaks your heart, and there you are, a broken sinner in front of him. But because he's shown you a touch of his love and it breaks you and it melts you. What does a hymn writer says? Melt in sympathetic tears. But their tears are praise, you see, an honour to God. Praise ye the Lord. Oh, friends, if you're nowhere near this text this morning, take it away and plead with the Lord that you might be able to get into it. Oh, friends, I felt much chastened. This is how I felt. This is man and sinful wretchedness. That the Lord put this first into my heart, and I said, no, Lord, I can't take a word of praise. How solemn it is. I can't. I thought against it. And then the next day, I opened the Bible, and I opened on this very page, and it shone out to me again. How dare we not come with a word that's put upon us? We tremble. We tremble. But you see, it needs the application of the Spirit. But nonetheless, I felt this, that I must desire to praise his name in preaching this morning. Praise him for all that he has done to make a way of salvation to poor, lost, fallen sinners. For he says, I am the way, the truth and the life. And we must be found in that way. And in that way, he will bring forth praise. He must. Let us look at some of those in Scripture that did it then. You know, one that's been on my mind was that man Nebuchadnezzar. It's a solemn thing. You children might want to read about this, you know, in the book of Daniel chapter 4. Because this man, because he did acknowledge God and he built up his kingdom. He didn't acknowledge God. He built up his kingdom and his palace and he thought it was great. By the might of his power and the honour, he'd done it himself. Yes, but solemnly a word came upon him, thy kingdom is departed from thee, they shall drive thee from men. And he had to go to eat of the grass like the beasts of the field. Can you imagine a man, a grown man, a king, there he is in the field eating the grass. And we read his body was wet with the dew of heaven, his hairs were grown like eagle's feathers, and his nails like bird's claws. The judgment of God. This is a man who's in that dark place then. Yes. And so it was. But... He says this, at the end of the days, I, Nebuchadnezzar, lifted up mine eyes unto heaven, and mine understanding returned to me in mental understanding. I blessed the Most High. I praised and honoured him that lived forever. because he delivered him, you see, from it. At the same time, when he praised God, rather praised himself. Yes, when he praised God and not praised himself for what he had done, then his reason returned unto him, and he was established, and excellent majesty was handed unto me. And he says this: praise and extol and honour the King of heaven, whose works are truth and his ways judgment. Yes, he will bring forth praise out of his people, and he brings them into those trials and those difficulties and those burdens, so that when they are delivered from one or another, and friends, we'll always have our things with us, but when we can see the deliverance, that we do are mounted down to praise God. Friends, we've got to know these first four words. These first four words are repeated. These psalms from 146 through to the end are psalms that begin and end with the same phrase, praise ye the Lord. They're the Alleluia psalms. And, you know, they're vital to our reading. We can forget praise. We can forget these aspects of divine power and worship. We can, personal worship before God. But we mustn't. We must ever pray to be given that real spirit of thankfulness to God. You know, the Lord will bring it forth, and so often he does on a dying bed. You know, as I drove here this morning, I was thinking about my wife's grandfather, Ezra Hickman, a member at the Dicker, could say very little on his dying bed, but he said this: oh, what shall I do, my Saviour, to praise? A man's dying. What? And he was a quiet man in the things of God. He didn't speak a lot of them. The poor man was so nervous that when he stood up in the pew in public prayer, the whole seat used to shake. They're the praying souls we want, friends, not those rushing. Oh, the brethren here will know what that is as you tremble to come before in prayer. But I leave that. But what shall I do, my Saviour, to praise? So faithful and true, so plenteous in grace, so strong to deliver, so good to redeem the weakest believer that hangs upon him. And I believe that man felt to be the weakest believer. But praise out of the mouth of babes and sucklings. Oh, the little ones in Christ. They barely can speak of the things of Christ, but out of the mouth of the babes and sucklings, I perfected praise, as we spoke of earlier. It's not just praise forthcoming, it's perfect praise. I've done it. Praise is the gift of God. And so we need to pray for it, friends, but he will have it to be shown through his children from time to time. We cannot go through the work of grace without that time of praise and honour. And sometimes, friends, they are at remarkable times. And it comes to my own mind now, when I was so mounted in praise to God. I was 27. And I just left the deathbed of my mother, died young at 57. And for the reasons that we, family, went different ways, I was in the car on my own. I got in the car, started the engine to drive back home. We were all going back to my father's house. She just passed away, or not long. And into my mind came the first verse of Hymn 420. Friends, I sang it in the car. I sang it as loud as ever I've sung it. And friends, I sang it from the heart. Oh, bless the Lord my soul. Let all within me join. And aid my tongue to bless his name, whose favours are divine. Oh, friends, you could have said, well, you're in a low place. You're a young person. Lost your mother in that way. Friends, I saw her go into glory, if you know what I mean. Such was the radiance and such was the wonderment of that bed scene. And I had to praise and bless God from a full heart. And so he does bring forth praise in those times of mourning and sorrow. He does bring forth praise in those deep paths, as well as those paths that where we are on the mountaintop and more easily can praise him. Yes, he does. Oh, praise ye the Lord. You know, we say our grace, don't we? You children, you say your grace before a meal. Have you ever been melted down before God in thankfulness and praise because of the provision that you have on the table? Oh, these things that we go through. And again, friends, we don't want to praise God just because, let me put what comes into my mind, just because the prayer list tells us to praise God. No, we want to praise him because we feel that within our souls. True religion's more than notion. Something must be known and felt, and that includes praise, friends. Oh, I wouldn't tell anyone this morning that all you've got to do is praise him. Because I know you can't. And let me give you an evidence of that, an example. Experimentally, dear John Warburton, you know. Oh, we love that dear man. He's run up a debt of £7 at his local shop, food shop. Oh, you friends, we think we've got troubles these days, that dear man. Well, he ran up this debt of £7. And what is worse, his own deacon at his own chapel goes to the shop owner and says to them, you better chase him up quickly, you won't get your money. Oh, isn't it solemn? Isn't it solemn? Sat under his ministry, ready to be critical of him. But we leave that. He'd got £2 set aside, so he needs £5. He hadn't touched the £2. He's got to pay that towards it. What does he do? Well, he takes it to the Lord in prayer. But friends, this, oh, the dear man, he'd been a long day preaching and he felt particularly helped, and he's laying in on the Monday morning a bit in his bed. He hears the postman come. Got to pay nearly 2 shillings. It's the last bit of money they've got. And he hears the stomp stomp of his wife up the wooden step. Friends, can you imagine it? His heart must have been, well, he must have been such a sad place. Well, he said this. His wife said, there we are, we've got just a penny left now. I've had to pay the postman for the delivery. She said, I hope your faith is still as strong as it was last night when he told her they'd be provided for. He didn't feel to have any faith, but he opened the envelope and out fell £3. So he calls his wife up and she said, oh, perhaps I won't complain in future when the postman comes. A little later that day, one of his Thomas Niven, I think his name was, a Scottish friend of theirs, came, and who worshipped at the Hope Chapel Rochdale, came round and he said, told him how he'd had the £3. He said, friend, I'll give you the £2. So he was able to go and pay his £7 debt. Now he thinks, I will go down to the chapel, I will go into Hope Chapel, it will be empty of the people, but I will go down and I will give praise and honour and thanksgiving unto God. He said, when I get there, the enemy comes in and says, why didn't they give me a bit more money? I would have been a bit more comfortable. I wouldn't have just paid off my £7, but I've had a bit by me in the bank. Oh, John Warburton. Can you take his name out and put yours there? Oh, Lord, if only that had happened. Friends, I recall, I have not forgotten that little word we preach from herein. And it is so, friends, how we want things to be better, to be easier, to be smoother. But he said this, I could not sound one note of thanksgiving or praise. He said, I had to come out of Hope Chapel. But this, 2 days later, walking down the street, the Lord broke in and he broke my heart. And he said, I had such a spirit of thankfulness before God. He said, so I have to proclaim this and will to my dying day that praise and thanksgiving are a gift of God. My friends, they are. They are. So don't, in any sense of this, take me wrong. We have to pray for a true spirit of praise, but we must be given it, and we must seek it. And I do feel us helped in our daily petitions to be thankful unto God. I believe he will bring that forth from his people. Well, you see, I thought also this, that it's only those that have been in the depths It's only those that have been downcast and in those low places that will really know what it is to praise him, bless him. Friends, if you're on an even keel, if you're just like this, if you don't have your ups and downs, you won't know what it is to praise him. You read Psalm 107, I'm sure you know it well. You see, he talks about those that are wandering, those that are hungry and thirsty. I do believe there in that psalm it will cover off every single one of the Lord's people. Those that sit in darkness then and in the shadow of death. Yes, all of those. And they cried unto the Lord in their trouble. And we read this, oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness, for his wonderful works to the children of men. Those that reel to and fro, they stagger like a drunken man. Those who feel this, that they see the works of the Lord and his wonders in the deep. Those that their soul is melted because of trouble. All of these, why? He maketh them to cry, and then they see that he maketh the storm a calm. And this, it comes again in many different, four different places, doesn't it? That word, oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness. And look at dear Hannah. Oh, our heart, how she was so saddened. And you see, Eli noticed and he marked her mouth. But how it was like this with dear Hannah in that chapter after she'd been delivered. My heart rejoiceth in the Lord. Friends, you will get there. You may not feel to be there this morning, but the Lord will come. You will, like dear Hannah, say that. Because she was brought low and she was delivered. My heart rejoiceth in the Lord. My horn is exalted in the Lord. Yes. And so on. You know Hannah's song of thanksgiving. How wonderful it is. Yes. He will have praise. He will have praise. Friends, he will bring you to praise him. I think of Zacharias. You know, that man, for his unbelief, was not able to speak, was he? For a period. That he and Elizabeth would have a child. But, you see, his name must be John. And we read that wonderful word in Luke 1. His mouth was opened. He asked for a writing table. What are you going to write on your writing table then to praise God? Friends, if you had a writing table at lunchtime, in the interval of service, what are you going to write down to the praise and honour of God as it comes into my mind? What a thought it is. Well, he asks for a writing table. And he writes this, his name is John. Which is exactly what his mother had said, separately. And they marvelled. But his mouth was opened immediately. This is what you and I need, friends, to give praise. It truly is. It's wonderful, this word. His mouth was opened immediately of God. And his tongue loosed. And he spake and he praised God. Loosen my tongue, Lord, that I might praise and honour thee. Loosen my tongue, that I might give thanks unto thee from a full heart. Yes. Oh, dear Zacharias. And he was filled with the Holy Ghost. And he prophesied, saying, blessed be the Lord God of Israel, for he hath visited and redeemed his people. And then you see, you might think of Hezekiah. It sums it up beautifully to me. You know, Hezekiah's got this affliction upon him. And he turns his face to the wall and he weeps and he prays unto God. And he says, like a crane or a swallow, so did I chatter. Doing some chattering, are you, my friend? You know, the Lord likes that chattering before him in prayer. But you see, it comes to this, verse 19 in Isaiah 38. The living, he shall praise thee. Now, I want to stop there. The living soul, I feel. One that's going to glory. The living, he shall praise thee. Not a perfunctory prayer. Not a prayer with a lot of noise unto God. I know it speaks of the cymbals and the friends. That's in part of the music, isn't it? And we have our organ and we sing our praises, and I'm glad we do. But you see, to sing that song in your heart of praise unto God. Yes, the living, make me a living soul in Zion. And you friends, your need to give praise to be a living soul. Don't be afraid of praying for praise. And don't be afraid of giving praise as help of God. It's vital. Hezekiah came to that. The father to the children shall make known thy truth. The Lord was ready to save me. Therefore we will sing my songs to the stringed instruments all the days of our life. Yes. Well, friends, these things are so, aren't they, that the Lord will work in souls. You know, I read of Caleb Sawyer he was pastor at Mayfield Chapel for many years, from about the early 1920s. But before he was ever there, when he was a youngish man at work, real difficulties at work, real difficulties in his life, in his soul, barrenness, emptiness. And he sat on a train station. You know, friends, I've marvelled where the Lord meets his people. He sat on a platform, cold, windy platform, and it seemed to emulate the thoughts of his soul. And he said this in his mind as he sat there: my God, why hast thou forsaken me? But he said this: the Lord shone into my heart within a few minutes as I sat on that same seat with these words. The Lord giveth, the Lord taketh away. Precious be the name of the Lord. Now you might say that's a strange word, but it was as if it showed to him that the Lord's presence, he gives his presence, he takes his presence according to his holy will. And he said that melted my heart, and he said I was lifted from the slough of despond into a place where I believed in my God once more. Hope. And he said, and I said this, and as I got on that train, I could sing a song of mercy in my heart to the Lord. Friends, he will bring forth praise. His honour requires that we praise him. We must be brought to that place, right back to our dictionary reference of gratitude to God. Gratitude for what he hath done. Gratitude for the gift of his dear son. Gratitude for the way of salvation. Gratitude for those sufferings so intense of which angels have no perfect sense. Gratitude that all this was done for us. Gratitude that he gives us hope in his wounded side. Gratitude that a way has been made that we might escape the wrath to come. And you know the Psalms are full of it, aren't they? Praise ye the Lord, praise the Lord, name of the Lord. Praise him, O ye servants of the Lord. Friends, I felt this morning. What a weak servant I am in praise. Ye that stand in the house of the Lord, he says in Psalm 135. Oh, are we worthy of him? Ye, well, I am searching this word is. Ye that stand in the house of the Lord, in the courts of the house of our God, praise the Lord, for the Lord is good. Sing praises unto his name, for it is pleasant. You know, they say naturally, singing is good for us. Because singing, it makes us feel better within ourselves. Singing his praises, friends, is good for the never-dying soul. Makes us feel good within ourselves naturally. But I tell you, it makes us feel good spiritually. Oh, that we could sing his worthy praises more and more. Well, I see the time has gone. I don't wish to keep you, friends. I've only really covered, you know, this first clause in this word. But it is good to sing praises unto our God. And you know, the Lord brings a I don't know whether you're a personal singer. I mean this rightly. I don't know whether you go around the duties in the house or at work, and sometimes there's those hymns and tunes in your mind. It's wonderful to sing praises unto God in that way. But isn't it beautiful when we can sing together in worship? Friends, it's a lovely part of our worship. And I do believe we honour God in praises in that way. For it is pleasant. That truly is so. And friends, you and I will ever prove that praise is comely. Well, may the Lord help us to pray on. May he help us to praise on. Amen.
God willing, Mr. Seymour will address the Sunday school this afternoon and administer the Lord's Supper after this evening's service. There will be a prayer meeting tomorrow evening with an address by Mr. Izzard, and he requests that the members who are going to pray in public be prepared to give out a hymn when asked. Mr. Izzard is also expected to preach on Tuesday evening, and Mr. Tim Parrish next Lord's Day, and he also hopes to address the Sunday school. And the collections next Lord's Day will be for Christian Concern. Our closing hymn is 444. Defiled I am indeed, defiled throughout by sin. Thy purple fountain, Lord, I need to wash a leper clean. 444.
To that hymn and say, and that will make me praise him as well. Lord, we do pray thou will be then with the lepers. But where are the nine that have been healed? Lord, we pray for those thoughts. Do truly bless thine own word this morning. Help us at the Sunday school, each of us this afternoon that go there, and the children and young friends. Be with each one that comes up this evening. Be with us in the interval of services, and bless thine own word. Now may the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Ghost be with you all. Amen.